Let's move on to Greece. A dangerous trend is emerging among austerity-hit Greeks, which has been linked to the country's economic downturn. A report by the World Health Organization is saying that an increasing number of Greeks are injecting themselves with HIV to gain government benefits. The WHO, which investigated the impact of economic woes across Europe, said that HIV rates have risen significantly in the austerity-hit country. It said about half of infections were self-inflicted, allowing people to receive benefits of 700 euros per month. Now, there were 1,200 infections in 2012. Greece is going through its sixth consecutive year of a recession amid harsh belt-tightening measures. Let's get more on this story. Our correspondent Constantine Venizelos joins us on the phone from Greece's capital, Athens. Constantine, this is a very alarming report. The more one thinks about it, of people's desperation turning into injecting themselves with HIV. Do you think that this is a trend that's going to continue and maybe even increase based on this report by the WHO?
Indeed, Sava, yes, this is an extremely worrying phenomenon. I think it outlines the deep negative effects of continued austerity in Greece here at the edge of the European Union. Like we said earlier, though, the government, in an attempt to tackle the phenomenon, did earlier in the year, in March 2013, legislate stricter criteria for disability benefits given to legitimate HIV patients, which, of course, has further complicated the issue here in Greece, because legitimate HIV patients are now forced to reprove, if you like, to go through the same evaluation process in order to continue receiving the benefits. Of course, this goes for the legitimate, as I said, HIV patients. However, the patients that the report refers to, I think, concerns mostly a great portion of the homeless population in Athens and in other cities in Greece, but particularly in Athens, I might say, because we have more than 20,000 homeless people living in Athens right now, a great portion of which are intravenous drug users, heroin addicts. There is also a lot of prostitution, street-level prostitution going on in Athens as a result of the crisis. Therefore, yes, it is a very alarming phenomenon. And, of course, this applies not only to HIV patients. It also applies to disability applicants throughout the spectrum. The government has been trying to deal with this issue. There are actually thousands of claims for disability benefits across the spectrum of disability, paraplegic, even schizophrenic have managed to claim disability benefits here in Greece. However, speaking on the point of the matter here, yes, I think this is likely to increase, especially now that there is a 45% cut in state-endorsed healthcare here in Greece. So with a crumbling national insurance fund and the minimized healthcare in state hospitals, there is no infrastructure to look after either legitimate or illegitimate HIV patients, however.
Well, Constantine, I have a little bit of time to spare with you. If you can give us an idea of what Greece is going to experience this coming year, because at this point we're looking at November, pretty soon 2013 is going to be over, and we're looking at the sixth year of a recession that Greece is going to be experiencing. What are we looking at in terms of any relief, insight, overall, economically speaking, for Greece?
Well, we are right in the middle of a full-blown humanitarian crisis here in Greece, Barbara. And there is no visible relief, either internally or externally. Internally, of course, by means of a change of policy in the current government. There are rumors of triple elections next May here in Greece, because next May here in Greece, we have municipal local government elections. We have the election for the European Parliament. And some people say that already we should be looking at national elections also here in May. However, there is little chance that even if we had a change of government in Greece, they would be able to clear off significantly for the choice and commitment that the previous government have agreed to in the past 3 years of austerity provision in Greece. Therefore, unless Greece deals with the memorandum and the loan and the 240 billion euros it has so far borrowed, unless basically a large portion of the Greek debt is written off, or Greece exits the European Union willingly, there is no other visible way to deal with the humanitarian and political crisis here in Greece. We're talking about a deadlock of force inside parliament, and as we have often said, also at street level. You know, healthcare, wages, pensions, everything in Greece has been reduced 45% to 50% in the last 3 years. Therefore, Greeks are enduring a deep humanitarian and political crisis here in Greece.
Thank you so much for that. That's the correspondent, Constantine Venizelos, talking to us there from Athens.